Alright, here we go. This is the very first episode of my new creepypasta narration show called, my god, I forgot the name of it. Okay, so I forgot the name of the show, so I gotta think of a brand new name. Hang on, people. Okay, it's not important. I'll just think of it at the end. But anyways, today we're going to be reading this creepypasta called Spider-Man Extended Edition. It's one of these god-awful creepypastas. Oh, god. Okay, so here we go. Hello, my name is Eric. I am a father of two kids, Marcus, who is 7, and Lucy, who is 5. They all love things Marvel Comics related. I have a problem already. So, your kids are 7 and 5. Why are you letting... Okay, I'm fine with 7 years old. 7 years old is fine. Why are you letting a 5-year-old read, like, Marvel comic books? I mean, depending on which ones... Do you know what's in Marvel comic books? I mean, yeah, like... I mean, like, all you need to do is find out by just reading a freaking X-Men or Spider-Man comic book. Even freaking Spider-Man can get dark sometimes. So, you're letting a 5-year-old read a Spider-Man comic book. Bad parenting. Even, I mean, 7 I'm fine with, but 5 years old. I mean, other than just like, oh, wow, cool, Spider-Man swinging around. Then you have the Uncle Ben death stuff. And stuff like that. So, yeah, that's a problem. But this one day, my kids were scared by this extended edition of Spider-Man from 2002. I think we all know what you're talking about. You don't have to say the year it came out. Because, I mean, that's the Spider-Man movie I'm talking about. One day, I was in my room with my wife, Annie, while watching TV. I was watching The Simpsons, because, of course, there's nothing better on TV. All you gotta do is just watch the friggin' Simpsons. That's kind of lazy. When my kids came storming into my room screaming, Dad, you mean you're in your wife's room? Because, I mean, it's the bedroom for your friggin' wife and you, so if anything, wouldn't it be like both your room? Alright, so the kids say, Dad, the new Spider-Man film is out. Can we go see it, please? I said, okay, and I told them we can go see it after school on May 7th, 2002. Not only is that oddly specific, but they're 7 and 5 years old, and the movie's rated PG-13. Are you... I mean, I don't really care about, like, censorship and age restrictions or anything like that. But are you at least the tiny... this bit... worried about, like, a PG-13 movie, especially in the early 2000s, back when PG-13 actually meant something? I mean, it's not bad, but it's like, I don't know. I've seen it. It's not like PG-13. PG-13 is... It's campy and corny. But it's a good movie. I like Spider-Man 2002. It's a good movie. Tuesday came. I got out of work. Wait, okay, we'll check if it's actually okay, it is Tuesday. That's good. I was about to like yell at the author for like wrong day, but I guess he didn't screw it up. I got out of work at 2:30 and picked up my kids from school. The school they go to is called Sumner Elementary School. Sumner. Why don't you just call it Sumner Elementary School? What was the point of Sumner? Is the road called Sumner? We drove down to the Regal Tall Furs, whatever that says. 10 in Bonnie Lake, Washington. I'm not good at saying. Okay, Washington. Got it, Washington. Sorry. Before the movie, I asked my kids if they wanted a Happy Meal from McDonald's. Happy Meals capitalized. You forgot that. You forgot to capitalize Happy Meal, and you forgot to capitalize the D in McDonald's. And I'm pretty sure McDonald's has an apostrophe as well. So, oof. I sat down in the restaurant with them. After lunch, we walked down to the theater and purchased 3 tickets for Spider-Man. Hey, gee. It's not like the movie made like $100 million on its opening weekend. It's not like you could just walk up to the theater and say, hey, we want tickets for currently the fastest grossing movie of all of the time. Because Yeah, Spider-Man made a ton of money back then. Like $400 million domestic, to be exact. Right before we entered. Oh! I can't even with this part. Right before we entered the theater, we saw Stan Lee sitting near the door. I am legit not making this up. This is actually what it says in the page. This is actually what it says. Freaking Stan Lee. Stan Lee would not be like casually camping at a movie theater, being all like, there's a Spider-Man movie, might as well. He asked, "Are you fellows?" I can't do a Stan Lee voice. "Are you fellows seeing the new Spider-Man?" I said, "Yes." He replied by saying, "Well, you will not like this version because it's unfaithful to the comics." Nah, I'm not one of those douchebags who say that. We went to the theater. Our number was 1. I was surprised because we were the only ones inside. I'm shocked too. It made a ton of money. Yeah. Eventually weird for an... You mean especially weird? Not eventually weird. But it says eventually weird. You don't know what eventually means. But eventually weird for a new movie like this. The previews that were shown were Lilo and Stitch. Why? Stuart Little 2. Why? Powerpuff Girls. Why? Star Wars Episode 2. Okay, maybe I can see that. Freaking Jonah of VeggieTales movie. And the Country Bears. All these previews shown before Spider-Man make no sense except for Star Wars Episode 2. The previews ended and the film started normally, despite the fact that I saw the movie before my kids did. So, you saw the movie, the Spider-Man movie, and your kids are Marvel Comics fans. And you didn't tell them they were watching it, so the kids aren't aware that you saw it and you already saw a movie. Like, you already saw this movie and you're like, okay with taking them to see it. What is this even? Oh my god. The film started with Peter Parker running to catch his bus, but the bus obviously speeds up. Okay. That happens in the movie. So far it's normal. That's what happens in the movie. Like, if you actually seen the movie, it actually starts with, like, Peter Parker running to go to the bus for the field trip. Next scene cuts to where Peter Parker meets with Harry Osborn's father. That actually happens. How is this creepy? This is what actually happens. This is literally what happens in the movie. I know shit's gonna go down, but, like, so far, this is what happens in the movie. It's not even creepy. It's not even, like, ominous. It's not even, like... Literally, there's nothing indicating it's creepy, but... so stupid. I asked my kids to wait in the theater while I went into the bathroom. When I finished my phone call in the washroom... You said bathroom, they said washroom. I know they're the same thing, but come on, dude, really? Dude, it was pointless to change it. I heard a scream coming out of the theater I was in. My heart sank down when I heard that. Why? It's just your kid screaming at a weird picture of, like, Mary Jane's black hole eyes. Okay, first of all, I'm looking at the picture now. This is a picture of Spider-Man 2, not Spider-Man 1. Because that's the cafe scene from Spider-Man 2. You don't even know which Spider-Man movies are which. I they're all, like, visually the same, but, like... Come on, it wasn't hard. It's the second movie. You can even tell by the look of Mary Jane that it's not the same movie as the first one. But how the heck would I hear screaming all the way from a simple bathroom? Exactly how? I quickly rushed back to the theater and asked my kids what was wrong. Lucy pointed at the screen and I felt my heart sink to a rock bottom. Why is your heart sinking? It's just a bad MS Paint picture of Mary Jane. It was a horrifying glimpse of Mary Jane Watson screaming. Her eyes had dark hollow holes. In the background, I could desperately hear my nutmeg fantasy. That's not how you spell fantasy. Unless that's actually what this song. Okay, so you're fine. I'm sorry. in reverse in the, by Macy Gray in reverse in the background. Told my kids to calm down and tell them it was just an image. Bad parenting alert. Wee-oo. Then cut to the scene where Peter's visiting the graveyard. He spots Norman Osborn dressed as the Green Goblin. Peter Parker pulls a pocket knife and stabs his eye socket. I mean, it's PG-13 for a reason. My kids were screaming and crying as he was doing that. It's freaking PG-13. Your kids are 7 and 5. Why are you letting them watch this movie? Just why are you watching the freaking Spider-Man cartoon from the 60s? Tried to calm my kids down and to tell them that it's just a film. When he got to see where Spider-Man fights the Green Goblin on the bridge, Spider-Man takes off his mask and screams so loud I nearly cover my ears and son of my children. Doesn't he scream, like, really loud in Spider-Man 2? I mean, that became... his, like, the Dr. Octopus son scene, that pretty much became a meme. And I think the train scene when Peter Parker's doing those weird, like, faces and he kept screaming, I'm pretty sure that's also a meme, too. We quickly ran to the exit of the theater and we saw Stan Lee again, but I told... Why is he not bombarded with tons of... How and why is Stan Lee not only at this theater, but let alone not bombarded by tons of people? But I told him that he was right about the scary edition of Spider-Man. It wasn't even that scary. It's just... I'm Harry Dean and I have creepy, hollow, black eyes. And then it's like Green Goblin, like, getting eye stalking stabbed by Spider-Man. It's not that scary. It is not scary. This is one of the least scary Lost movie creepypastas I've ever read. Okay, there's more. Tried to call my... speaking of Spider-Man, have you guys heard he's back in the MCU? That's why I'm reading this story, because he's back in the MCU, and I decided to choose this one. That's the first story, because Spider-Man's back, yay! Yeah, and all he does is take off his mask, and he screams. How is that scary? Doesn't he do that in, like, every movie? He does it in, like, every freaking movie. I know it's louder than usual, but he does it in, like, every freaking movie. Even not the Sam Raimi movies. He's, like, pretty sure he does it in the Amazing Spider-Man movies. And the, even the Marvel Spider-Man movie. Like, Homecoming, Far From Home. Or, okay, maybe it's a scream, like, after... He screams anyway. And if you want to go far, freaking Spider-Verse, maybe. They're screaming in Spider-Verse. Literally, every Spider-Man movie ever made us screaming, you guys. Oh, my God, these kids are so sensitive. And yet, reading a comic book that pretty much has this exact same stuff is totally fine for a freaking 5-year-old. This is insane bad parenting. We came home from the theater and I asked Sony, like an email? Like an email? Or something like that? Like, did he email the Sony guy? I'm not sure. Or did he, like, go in, if he went in person, then that would create a ton of questions. Something about who created that alternate version of Spider-Man. 2 days later, I got an email from Columbia Pictures, which said this. Dear Eric Templeton, we are so sorry about what you saw in theaters. The alternate version you watched was created by Edward Fanning. He was a suicide man that had no chance to create an alternate version for Spider-Man. Why? Why would he do that? Let's see. Back in June 30th, 2000, our script was finally done, but Stan Lee asked as well as Eric Fanning made the script for the missing film. What? But why did he do that? At least in... Okay, I wrote a similar story. It was like an Avengers Endgame creepypasta that had an alternate version of the, I think, 2012 Avengers. And there was a reason why that creepy version was made. Like, there was an actual motivation for the antagonist to make the film. This is just... I'm bored. Let's make a creepy version of Spider-Man. Yeah, it's not... She was finally done, but Stan Lee actually told us that Edward Fanning made the script for the missing film. I hope your kids are okay from this nightmare. In 2001, Marvel didn't appreciate the alternate version. Why would you say your kids are okay from the nightmare? No. These people do not know how to deal with kids. But Edward Fanning said, if you don't appreciate this version, he would fire us. That is the stupidest explanation in the history of creepypastas. Actually, not the stupidest. It's the laziest explanation. Easily, I don't want to say it's the stupidest because it's not really stupid. It's just so freaking lazy.
So then we released it on purpose. I am so sorry that your kids were so scared by this. Best wishes, Marvel Comics, even though the email said Columbia Pictures and you told Sony about this. So who the heck did you tell? I'm glad that this nightmare is over. I didn't get nightmares. Only my kids did have a nightmare. I mean, you're a freaking adult. Of course you wouldn't have nightmares. Where Peter Parker and Mary Jane Watson came into Lucy's bedroom just laughing, and Marcus had a nightmare where Green Goblin shot him with a pumpkin bomb. What? The nightmare is ended for now, but it will still occur later in the future. Well, that's it. Well, this was really, really something. I mean, I can't believe this is a great way to kick off the show. This creepypasta was so, so awful. I mean, okay, let's start. The grammar is not good. The grammar is clearly not good. There are some lowercase i's. Spider-Man has, I'm pretty sure Spider-Man has a dash in the middle, but in this, it's just spider space, man. There's weird quotation marks in random places. There's commas where there shouldn't be. There's capitalization where there shouldn't be. There's a couple of sentences have unnecessary lowercase letters. Okay. Let's move on from grammar. The story makes absolutely no sense. Like, Stan Lee's just camping there for whatever reason. These people are not good parents. The email part was stupid because Edward Fanning had no motivation. He was just on board and all. And if you don't make this alternate experiment, I'll fire you. Or crap like that. A lot of it's not even scary. It just feels like deleted scenes. It's not scary. And not even like, oh, interesting scenes. No, it's just like, it's not scary. And I don't even think it's trying to go for any kind of shock factor, because if it had shock factor, it would be kind of interesting. But no, it's just garbage. It's a garbage pasta. Garbage pasta. Let's read the comments. This one's by me. Damn it, Stan Lee, I miss him. Yeah, that was my comment. Someone else. It's just a thing, I think, I don't know. Okay. Okay. For a rating, I'll give it I'm gonna give it. This is a 6 out of. Nah. I said 6 out of 10. What the heck am I talking about? I'm at 6 out of 100, probably. No, for real. This is a 1 out of 10. It's 1 out of 10. It's not good. It's really bad. It's bad. Oh, it's bad. There's cliches. There's bad grammar. The only redeemable thing is that it's blessedly short. I'm so glad it's short. But other than that, it sucks. If you like it, sure. You can find it on the Goshia Wiki. Just search Spider-Man Extended Edition. And yeah, see you guys on the next video.